Good afternoon, guys. Carl Fishman Diamond here. Just want to give you kind of a quick update what happened over the weekend. And today, very good yellowfin tuna fishing on the offshore grounds. I'm sure you guys seen the fish counts and maybe some of the other reports here. Very good yellowfin tuna fishing. If you find the right school, bluefin tuna fishing has been very good also. Majority of the yellowfin, I would say, probably is the 10 to 15, 10 to 18 pound average, you know. A lot of that 12 to 14 pound is probably almost 80% of the fish. Few small ones, bigger ones there on the bluefin. If you find a school that wants a bite, I'd say average fish is anywhere, or most of the fish are 15 to 40 pounds, you know. Probably the average size is 15 to 20 to 20 pounds there. A couple 40 pounders, 50 pounders in the mix, some 10 pounders also in the mix. So probably that 15 to 25 pound average is something that is probably the majority of that fish there. We'll start with the boats that got back in this morning. We had the Pegasus. He got back in from a three-day trip. The 14 passengers had 175 yellowtail, 8 bluefin tuna, limits of yellowfin tuna, which is 240. The Pacific Dawn on a day and a half with 17 passengers had 40 yellowtail, 85 yellowfin tuna. And the Tomahawk on a two-and-a-half-day trip with 24 passengers had 48 yellowtail, 5 bluefin tuna, 240 yellowfin tuna, which was limits for him. The Condor on an overnight trip with 36 passengers today. He had 15 yellowtail, 5 bluefin tuna, 14 yellowfin, and 2 bonita there. The Liberty on a full-day trip, he had 50 passengers. He ended up with 79 yellowfin tuna and a couple bonita. So very good fishing overall for the whole fleet here. Like I said, a good grade of yellowfin, good grade of bluefin. Most guys are using 20-pound, 25-pound tariff with number 1 or 1-0 size hook. You can prefer whatever you prefer, circle hook or J hook, it's totally up to you. But like a number 1 or 1-0 size hook would be ideal. 20, 25 pound test would be ideal. Cold snipers, flat balls are working well also. I'd say anything from like a 60 gram to 100 gram flat ball or cold sniper, whatever you prefer there. A few fish have been caught on that way also. The dolphin and we have, on the half day scene here. Good rock fishing to be had, you know. Every day those guys go out there, they don't quite know what to expect when they get past the point there. Water changes a lot every day, it seems like. But the morning they had 76 passengers, 105 rockfish, 2 sculpin. In the afternoon with 47 passengers, he had 6 sand bass, 18 sheephead, 75 rockfish, and 4 sculpin in. When the water is nice, it's good calico bass fishing, like I said, but every day they go out to the fishing grounds here on either IB or Point Loma or whatever. It seems like one day the water is nice and clear and blue and 7 degrees, and the next day they go back out at 65 and off color there. So it kind of depends on the day. That seems like they're this local area is trying to get itself drained out here and try to get the summer going again. But we do have very good offshore tuna fishing here on the yellowfin and the bluefin with some yellowtail and Dorado mixed in. We do have trips on the Condor, the Pacific Queen, the Tomahawk, the Fortune, the Pegasus, and the Pacific Dawn there. If you guys want to check that out, just go to fishmanslane.com, go to full schedule. You can switch, search by boat, by date, the length of trip, however you want there. Or give us a call here at 619-221-8500 or fishmanslane.com. We'll be more than happy to help you guys out. We also have the Liberty parting every day at 5:30 fishing offshore. And then the Dolphin, like I said, twice a day here at 6:30 and 1 p.m. Hope everyone had a great afternoon and Monday. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.